Welcome to the Bobcast. With me always is Candice, the Wolf Slayer. And today we have Jenny Wood. Hell yeah.
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, we just saw you play. We went to a show at the Springwater.
The End or the Springwater?
Springwater.
Okay.
It was Thelma and the Sleaze.
Thelma and the Sleaze.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That was good.
Thank you.
Yeah, we thought you were really great.
Thank you.
Yeah. So.
Thank you. That's the first band I or the first show I played here in years with my full band, so that was really exciting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hell
that's
yeah.
Really cool. We got to see that. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. And so you were saying you said a lot of interesting stuff too during your set that I kind of remember. Mm-hmm. You were talking about you're big in Wichita.
I Googled that too, and I fact checked that.
Yeah,
it's true.
It is. It is so true. The people there are just they're just thousands are everybody treats each other like family kind of in Kansas, and it's and there was a personal connection I think that the fans felt with me and that I felt with them, even as a whole. So I started to write songs that I knew would really touch and move so and so. I knew this lyric, but I knew that I started to build relationships and maybe fantasy relationships with these people that were supporters and fans. I cared about what they wanted. I cared about what they wanted to hear. And if there was one subject that was after a show, if there's one thing that the reaction is consistent, you know, well, I have suicidal problems. I have the conditions are endless. So it's been great to have that kind of relationship.
Yeah, with Wichita.
I know. It's,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I moved here and
so they, oh, sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
I moved here and I would go to shows and I was just really, you know, just amazed. And then I was like, I gotta start talking to these people because I don't drink. I don't go to bar. I don't go to, I'm bad at networking. I want to save that energy for writing an honest, genuine song. I started to just tell people at shows, very nervously and awkwardly, cause I'm like, oh, I'm not buzzed and I'm here to meet people, but I'll see an amazing band. And my pitch line is, I'm famous in Wichita. And I think that weirds people out so much. They don't know whether to feel sorry for me or whether to be excited. But I think that because they're so weirded out by it, they look it up.
Yeah.
We looked it up.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. But you weren't lying.
Yeah. I know, I told you.
It was like a big theater. We're like, oh, wow. Yeah. She's big in Wichita.
Yes. Yeah,
that's cool.
Yes. Yeah.
That is cool. I like what you're saying about writing this song writing a genuine song and for the people and what they need and what they, that's really interesting to me. Cause I think that's a great approach to songwriting too.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Thank you. Thank you. I started doing, when I first moved back there, I started doing a childcare and just the way, and my nieces and nephew, and just the way I just really started to feel kindred spirits with children and seniors. Because I felt like they get it. They just get
they do.
Life. They just do.
I used to play at nursing homes a lot before I started touring.
Yeah.
Because I had to live in one once. Oh. I broke my back. I fell through a roof.
Oh.
Working construction. Broke my back 5 places. Oh. Ended up in a nursing home. But it was one of the ones where they put you to die pretty much.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
The people just get left there. It didn't smell good. The food was horrible.
Yeah.
Everyone was stacked in rooms. There was it's a big crazy story. That was a crazy time. But what ended up happening was when I got out of there, I finally got recuperated and I got out of there and into a house. When I got better, I couldn't get those people out of my head. And so I ended up just going there and like on the weekend and bring my guitar, and I would, they recognized me. They're like, "Oh my God, you came back," you know? And I came back, and I was going there for a while. If I had time, I would just run in there with my acoustic, and that's before I was playing professionally. So you brought up kids and seniors, and that's where I relate with you too, because where I started playing these songs was for my nephew and niece around the campfire, a ghost story song.
Yeah.
All right, guys, you want to hear a ghost story? And they're like, "Yeah, we want to hear a ghost story." And I'm like, "All right." And I wrote a song called Ghost Town. And the kids loved it, you know. And then I would go to the nursing home. So, so it started for me with kids and elderly people too, actually.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's so good to hear.
I remember that being like healing for them.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
They really enjoy that.
Yes.
So... Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So everybody volunteer at your local nursing home. There are people forgotten right now that are sitting there alone.
Yeah. It's especially for patients with dementia. Those are the those who are suffering from dementia recognize songs better than the elderly who are definitely, yes, they are living and suffering, yes. It's just interesting to me that the ones who respond the strongest are the patients with dementia. That's been a huge, it was such a present to see. I feel like I shouldn't have these visions. I shouldn't be able to see these moments that were more important than my life. But they're in there and I don't know what to do with them, but make songs.
Speaking of songs, should we try one?
Yes.
Should we do the one you were talking about, or do you have one up your sleeve that you want to play?
Yeah, well, I'd like to play a new song, and it's about everything that happened. So, the wreck and all the everything that happened after that.
Oh, we didn't talk about the wreck.
Oh, okay.
And you mentioned that on stage also.
Well,
that sounds insane.
Yeah.
And that was recent.
That was in May. It'll be 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of a crazy story. It was in the news.
Yes, quite a bit. Yeah.
But you survived a crazy accident and lost some people.
Yes.
And then you wrote this song.
Yes. I lost my mother and my 12-year-old niece. And then I have a severe traumatic brain injury and grand mal seizures. And it's been a life-changing experience. I would like to say the people who loved me and were my fans and we connected, because of them, I kept on trying because the odds were against me. So I'm grateful for those who loved me because that's why I'm right here.
Heck yeah.
But yeah, this is a new one. It's called For Now.
Try to sing in this one right here.
Oh, okay.
If you can.
Yeah, sure.
And we can move it towards you, but just you don't have, you can just sing towards it.
Okay.
It doesn't need to be close.
Okay. Finally cry every everything came on outside. Warm salt upon my face. Let all the demons finally escape.
That was great.
That was.
Thank you.
I love your voice and the way you sing too. It's, that was really good.
Thank you. I can play another one?
Yeah.
Or later.
Yeah, later.
Okay, yeah.
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 You got any more jokes?
I thought you never asked.
You had some jokes. You had some good jokes
you
that
did.
you actually wrote jokes. So.
That's right. What was okay? You got some more.
Well,
in your pocket.
Can I please tell my signature joke that I already told you at the Springwater? But
yes, please.
Okay.
No. Yeah, tell them.
Okay. Yes. Okay. What religion is a Martian who urinates in a glass? Okay. A piss cup. Alien.
Oh, yes.
I mean, they're not good. They're dad gad jokes, really bad dad jokes.
Yeah, I have some bad dad jokes. I think the worst joke I ever wrote, or the first joke I can remember writing was, this is really bad. How come Mormons have so many kids? And it was, their name is More Man.
That's pretty good.
Is it actually good?
That is really good.
The wife kept saying, more, man.
That is very good. I did a little comedy sketch in Kansas, and it went pretty well because all the people that came, or a lot of the people that came, certain people that came, were coming to see me do the little comedy bits that I do in between songs at shows. I thought it went pretty well. And then when I got done, and people liked it, but there were two comedians standing in the back room like this. And I walked past them and I was like, oh, they probably really liked it. Like, they're real comedians. Ooh. And one of the guys was like, I mean, honestly, I would just point out a few things, but overall you were right. But I changed anyway, just typical things that people do when you get done performing or get done giving yourself, where you're wrong, you should have done this, and actually lay off of that, you know, less is more, and like just all the things that people say you should do. Anyway, in short, I did a comedy sketch and I liked it.
Wow.
Nice.
Man, that's brutal. So you just went up, no guitar, just the microphone. Yeah, I tried to do an open mic once.
Okay.
In my life, and I blacked out.
Yeah.
And it was like, and it was like, bruh, 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 and I couldn't see, or and I had just done a tour, like opening up in arenas, playing for like 12,000 people every night without breaking a sweat.
Yeah.
You know, just being like, what up?
Yeah.
Without even thinking about it.
Yes.
And then I get in front of an open mic with like 10 people, and I'm like, I remember my hands shaking, and I was like, and I was freaking, I went, all I could hear, I literally just, my ears went, like I blacked out. And the guy in the back, there was a comedian in the back, and he had his arms crossed. This is crazy. I swear I'm not stealing your stories. There was a comedian, and he had his arms crossed, but he had something interesting to say. And he said, whoa, that was bad. He was like, he said, that was, are you okay?
Yes, open mics are incredibly painfully raw. And at that show that y'all saw me at, I shake and it was visibly shaking, but it affects your voice too. So I was like, I'm like, grab the microphone, like, so I feel your pain. Open mics are, you have to be very brave, I think.
I'll never do that again.
Oh, man. But what if he said you're badass?
I am a comedy fan.
Yeah.
Well, what if? Well, actually, I do incorporate it into my set.
Good.
And I have. I'll flex a little bit of it, especially dealing with the crowd.
Yeah.
And hecklers, and so I've done a lot of crowd work, you know.
Yes.
And so I actually have incorporated a lot of comedy actually into my set.
Yes.
So, and it's actually made me a stronger performer.
Yeah.
Because now, actually, it did. Actually, I can honestly say the last tour, I was actually doing stand up at some points with the guitar, and I was like, reading people. I was like,
yeah.
Okay, I'm looking at you. I'm like a psychic of songs. And then I would look at you and I'd be like, and the crowd, and the crowd's listening. I'm going, she cut the brake lines on my truck. And I start singing a song, and they're like, everyone would get a laugh. Like I'm saying she's psycho or something, you know. And then they're like, do Sam. And I go over to Sam and I look over at Sam, and Sam's sitting there, and I go, these are the struggles of a working man. And they're like, he's a working man. He works construction. Do me. Wait. You know, so I started like making comedy bits about all my song a little bit. If I could squeeze it in there.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, we're just entertaining the people, man.
Yes, you know? Exactly. If we give a raw song and it was very vulnerable to us, putting a joke in between, sarcasm is the number one reason for, or the number one coping mechanism. So after you give all of it, and then to make a stupid joke, as we do, very well, and bad ass, it's jokes are good.
It is good. Speaking of sounding great, you got any other songs up your sleeve?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Remember, we're going in this guy now.
Yeah. My Hispanic thighs and bottom don't like this stance.
Uh-oh.
It's okay. It's all right. Play through the pain. Do you want to hear the anti-bullying song or one that is one that's very personal, but I've played it a lot, but I don't know. Which do you think?
Well, are we gonna have her do a couple more?
Yeah, we're gonna do. Yeah, we'll do. Okay. We'll do both. Let's do both.
Yeah. Okay.
But we'll just do one, then we'll talk some more, then we'll do the other one.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
We'll do them both.
Okay. My family's bed frame. I never wanted to be naked in it. It's okay, 'cause it was love, wasn't it? They're tearing it apart now. They've got their stranger hands all over it. Storage unit. did. It's okay, cause it was love, wasn't it?
Wow.
That one's called Dream Like a Hero.
That was great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So those are some new songs that I'm recording. So, with my bass player and my drummer. Anyway, good friends. So it's good.
Hell yeah.
Are you putting an album out?
Yes. Okay. Because I'm going to be covering all of the things, at least in the last 4 years, I'm taking my time figuring out how I'm going to kind of manicure my delivery, in a rough way. But I want to be more, especially with the drummer Amaretta and the bass player Rob, I want to make sure that I'm delivering the lyric right in between the beat, right into between just to catch the audience when they think there's nothing there, because that will stick out the most to me. And that's just my, you know, uneducated research, but
so do you work?
I do. I am on disability, of course, but I, as soon as I moved here, I started working. I mean, it's just volunteer, but it's still, I say work because it makes me feel, anyway. But at the East Nashville Co-op Food Bank, East Nashville Co-op on Gallatin, I just went in there one day and said, I'm able to help. I could just tell that I was ready, and she put me to work the next day, and I've been my family for the last year and a half.
What's the food like?
The food is...
That comes through there.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah. It's good because we get it from Second Harvest, which is another huge nonprofit, and they feed a lot of Tennessee and nationwide. So, we get it from there, and it's really good food, and most of it is healthy. Actually, really all of it is healthy. So that's been great. There were Clif Bars. Anyway.
Yeah. I remember going Clif to the food bars, bank man. All the time.
Yeah.
We lived off the food bank, man.
Yes.
And but sometimes you got good stuff. There were some that had the, there was like the shitty ones too, where we had back in the late 1980s, they would give you a brick of cheese and a box of dry milk. Like there were shitty ones.
Oh, the government cheese.
But if you went to like the rich church area,
yeah,
you'd get like, you know, the good stuff. So yeah. I was just wondering, is that a good one, or is it like... Kind of, it sounds like it might be a good one.
It really is.
Where's it at?
It's on Gallatin. <Just kidding. laughs>
Well, there's
Clif Bars, you say.
Clif Bars, those are damn expensive. I just spent $20 on a box. Where's this thing?
You're not as bad as one guy who talked to me after he was done getting his box, and he was a musician, and that was in the first days of my I'm Famous in Wichita pitch line, and
it's not a pickup line.
You know what? I'll challenge that. I will take that on for you. Yes. Darn it. Sometimes sentences fall off.
I know.
Oh, darn. Oh yeah. And I told him I was famous in Wichita, and he laughed, and he was like, yeah, can I talk to you for a second? So we go outside, and he's like, you know, I just want to let you know, I'm famous too. My grandfather is I wish I could say it.
I can bleep it out.
Okay. Pulitzer Prize winner. And he was dressed nice and everything, and he just wanted to connect with me and let me know that, you know, hey.
What is too. A Whatever you just said. Why is that a bad thing to say?
No. It's just, I'm like, mate, you just got a huge box of free food. And then you're telling me that you're more famous than me. But I said in Kansas, I don't really understand what's happening. So, yeah, he challenged my, I'm just famous. And by saying that literally his grandfather won that award, which is a huge, huge accomplishment. But okay. I guess you had to be there.
Yeah. No,
I get what you're saying. He was trying to, he was picking up a food box and then trying to, I don't know, show you up in some way.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Gotcha.
I mean, not too long ago, I was driving down the road and there was a bunch of people in the parking lot going like this, and it said, you know, food. And then there was a line, so I just pulled in, and I ended up getting a bunch of food.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's great.
And then I gave it to, do you remember that, you know, Jason and everybody? Their little compound out there in Georgia.
Oh, yes.
Where all those old guys are just out there.
Oh, that was great. They're hanging out
they're
there.
They're living in campers. They're living in campers in the woods. They got a little like...
I could hang out in there and drink forever.
Yeah. I brought it all to them. And they loved it.
Yes, yes.
I was like, yeah, I just showed up with like two big boxes of food. They were like,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah. So where is that food bank that though?
Yeah.
For maybe there's some musicians in Nashville that don't have a famous grandpa.
Yeah.
Pulitzer Prize winning.
Do we really have to bleep that? Is that a bad thing?
No.
I thought you were going to say
maybe
a name.
We should bleep it anyways.
we should
just bleep that anyways.
Because that would be hilarious. Yes.
Keep saying it.
Yeah. Yes. award is.
I don't even know what it is.
Well, we can have a homework session after this.
We don't Google on this channel.
Oh boy, here we go.
No, I'm just kidding. We just make things up. If I had to guess, for some reason, I think it has something to do with like writing or poetry.
Yes. I think it's author. Yes.
So it's writing or poetry. Okay. So it's an award for being a good writer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I did know what it was.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you ever have this experience with someone and you're just kind of like, I went to a support group and which was very kind and nice, but I told them what happened when I first moved here, and a gentleman went right after me and was quick to share his story, and he and I always still say this, and I say this with my friends, he said that he was caught in an ambulance and the doctor said, you need to draw his blood, but then the doctor, first of all, the doctors aren't on ambulance anyway, and he said, but the doctor said there ain't no blood left to draw. And I was just like, whoa, ding 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 ding, that's amazing, that needs to be a whole thing. So yeah, I got no blood left to draw, just, you know, I could have been a contender, that kind of mentality. And I was just, it was funny that he was trying to one up my death.
Wow.
You know what I mean? But it was just, it was a support group and it was very sweet and kind and welcoming. But that one, I was like, oh, so not to talk poorly about ambulances. Uh-oh, I lost them.
I used to work in an ambulance. We weren't going to say that. We are both ex-ambos. That's what we call ourselves, ambos. So I speak for the Ambo community.
Now we can take you seriously.
Exactly. Right. Yep.
I don't take offense.
No, for sure. I can't tell because of the glasses.
I don't take offense, so we're good. And I speak on behalf of the whole ambulance community. But no, you said something cool. What would you say? There's no more blood left to draw. But, yeah. Did you use that as a lyric?
Oh, no. No, it needs to be. Eventually, I'm working on it right now.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
That sounds like a cool lyric.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And the way he told it, it was a moment at the edge of the cliff. Just, and I was just like, that's amazing. So people are amazing.
Standing at the edge of the cliff.
Yeah.
No more blood left to draw.
I'm on the edge of the cliff, and I fell down. And the Rambo Ambos, who I love, came to save me. But
I'm not really playing. I don't know what this is. But I was just like, I was joking, and then she just like busted into song. Maybe we should keep that going. That was killer.
Yeah,
we gotta end it with.
Ooh. Should I pick it up?
Well,
should we do it? Should we just try to jam
sure.
one? Why not?
Yeah, I thought you never Maybe asked.
Hey, guys, this might be a perfect time to end the free podcast that's going out to everywhere that you get podcasts. Thanks, you guys, for listening and watching. We always do something special at the very end for just the Patreon members. So the Patreon members are going to get to watch Jenny and I attempt to play a song here.
Okay.
Should we do it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Now or never.
All right, let's do it.